News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
New survey just out by the credit unions. They've looked at customer sentiment, and what they have found is sort of an Ireland of two halves, because slightly over the majority of Irish consumers said that they are financially comfortable at present, while there is a cohort who say that they are literally so close to the margin that any significant financial impact would be something they simply would not be able to handle. Austin Hughes is with us. He's been having a look at some of the findings from an economist's perspective. Austin, is there anything in this that surprised you?
Good morning, Anton. Not really. We've been doing this particular study the last couple of years. And while, you know, economists tend to talk about the economy, the consumer, as though everyone was in exactly the same circumstances, what the survey shows time and time again is that circumstances vary widely across the body of consumers. And as you say, when we ask people how would they deal with a financial emergency costing €1,000, 40% say they'd draw on savings, so they're probably reasonably comfortable. Another 16% say they would draw on their income. They're probably even more comfortable if they can just take that out of their monthly paycheck or whatever. And then at the other end of the spectrum, you find 13% who say we couldn't handle it. That would just throw us over the edge. We have other groups that sort of in that sort of area that, you know, 6% say they'd borrow from a financial lender other than a bank or credit union. 5% say they would sell something. So, you know, there's probably about 1 in 4 who would really struggle with this sort of emergency. And as you say, 1 in 2 who could probably cope reasonable. So it does indicate differences. By the way, the study is based on a US study that's undertaken every year by the US Central Bank, the Federal Reserve, and their findings are not all that different. Their latest data are for 2024, and they suggest that, again, 13% of US consumers wouldn't cope with a financial emergency costing $400. So maybe things a little better here, but it does suggest this idea of very different Irelands depending on where you look. And it means, you know, that some people are really wondering how they'll get a ticket for Bilbao to watch the rugby tomorrow, and others are wondering how they'll pay the electricity bill this month. So that's the sort of difference.
And some of those who are in the tickets to Bilbao category are awash with money. When you look at our deposit rates, there is a huge amount of cash with some families.
Yeah, overall deposits very strong. And when you look at those in the top 10%, you're talking about them having maybe 14 times the average deposit of those in the bottom half. So it is that sort of difference in circumstances. Now, if you think about it in terms of those who would save, and that they're those with higher incomes, that's not surprising. By and large, those who would use their savings, there tend to be more of those over 65, and that's because some of them, those have accumulated wealth, and it's also because some of those over 65 just don't have a significant income stream. So there are different types of stories within this, but it is telling you, as you say, you know, an economy where there are very strong differences in income, very strong differences in wealth, and therefore, you know, when you have a cost of living difficulty, very different capacity to handle an unexpected bump.
Austin Hughes, thank you very much. Economist Austin Hughes there, 53106. If you'd like to text us, 087 1400106.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.